Welcome to Manchester United Daily, your go-to source for all things United. I'm your host Alex, and today we dissect the latest from Old Trafford, delving into Erik ten Hag's intricate managerial playbook, critiquing tactical clashes on the pitch, speculating over the whirlpool of transfer rumours, and more. Erik ten Hag's decision-making was under scrutiny following a somewhat dispiriting draw with Bournemouth, marking yet another match that has placed Manchester United's strategies in the spotlight. The spotlight became even harsher when young talent Alejandro Garnacho took to social media. Now, analysing this from a managerial perspective, one must consider multiple factors: team dynamics, the pressure of maintaining squad morale, and the ever-present need for discipline, especially in younger players. Ten Hag's choice to pull Garnacho off at the halftime whistle was not just a tactical decision, it was indicative of a greater emphasis on accountability. Ten Hag's approach has raised questions, especially in the digital age where player reactions are instant and public. Garnacho's activity on social media post-match, where he liked posts critical of Ten Hag's decision, opened the doors to discussion about how modern players engage with the broader dialogue surrounding club decisions. Yet, within hours, we saw those digital footprints being retracted as the tweets were unliked. This swift response signals a dialogue occurring behind the scenes, a clear-cut exercise of authority by Ten Hag. It's a delicate balance, managing talented youths like Garnacho, nurturing their flair, while ensuring team ethos is not compromised. Building a cohesive unit is tough, and Ten Hag seems committed to shaping a disciplined squad, even at the risk of momentary discord. How this approach will play out in the long term within the changing dynamics of football is something both Manchester United fans and critics are following closely. In our game review today, let's turn our attention to the recent encounter with Bournemouth. United fell behind twice, showing a resilience to draw level on both occasions, all thanks to Bruno Fernandes, but it's the undercurrent of tension surrounding Erik. Ten Hag's decision-making process that has become a topic of interest. Much of the conversation after the match has revolved around not only the on-field performance, but also the management of incidents within the game. Specifically, the referee's decisions on penalty calls have come under scrutiny. Analysts dissected a few tight calls that could have turned the tide in United's favour, potentially altering the course of their season. These flashpoints illustrate the complexities and constant pressures referees face, and the profound impact their whistle can have on a game's narrative. Ironically, it's not just the pursuit of points that's cause for discussion, it's also the internal dynamics within the team. How these decisions influence player morale and the tactical adjustments required mid-game is a telling sign of the team's overall health as they navigate through a turbulent season. In the world of football, the future of a club is often shaped by the comings and goings during the transfer window. The uncertainty surrounding Erik ten Hag's tenure at Manchester United draws questions over player decisions and potential transfers. Sources close to some players suggest they are holding off on committing their futures to the club as they await clarity on the managerial position. With several key players' contracts expiring, the direction the club takes in securing new deals or scouting fresh talent could pivot on ten Hag's fate. Enter Sir Jim Ratcliffe, whose recent investment in the club has initiated a new era. The upheaval in the boardroom reflects on the pitch, with United's strategy in transfer markets and player acquisitions facing potential overhaul. Ratcliffe's involvement has brought a different dynamic to the team's approach, and with it, a period of adjustment. The balance between building a squad around a manager's philosophy and ensuring stability amid uncertainty is a delicate one. As players question their futures, the club's fans and executives alike look for signs of what lies ahead. Will there be a big-name signing confirming United's ambition, or will we see a more cautious approach? Only time will tell how these strategic choices will shape the next season for Manchester United. Alejandro Garnacho, the young Argentine, has undoubtedly been a rising star for Manchester United this season. His fast pace and keen eye for goals have made him a standout performer, delighting fans and showing promise of future greatness. But even Garnacho has been caught in controversy after being substituted at half-time during the match against Bournemouth. After taking to social media following this decision, and as someone always in the spotlight, the importance of handling moments of frustration with professional grace, especially at the tender age of 19, becomes clear. However, his talent is unquestionable, and he is the frontrunner for the Samat Busby Player of the Year award, indicative of his importance to the team. Yet, managing both on-pitch performance and off-pitch conduct will decide not only Garnacho's journey, but also the dynamics of the dressing room and the efficacy of Ten Hag's managerial philosophy. Referee decisions can make or break a match, and their impact is undeniable in the world of football. In the recent Bournemouth game, a couple of penalty shouts took the centre stage, as Manchester United sought to claw back from a precarious position. The first half saw a contentious challenge inside the box, a moment that had fans and players alike looking to the referee for a definitive call. However, the referee waved away the protests, leaving United to regroup and search for an answer on the field rather than from the spot. In a second incident, however, there was another major penalty call which incited debates amongst the pundits and on social media. Should United have been awarded a penalty? Was justice done, or was it, as some believe, a lucky escape for Bournemouth who managed to make it out with a draw? These game-critical moments underscore the significant role that referees play in the sport. The rules of the game are an intricate weave of guidelines that must be interpreted and applied in real time, with no margin for error. Yet the humanity of referees means that decisions will fall into the grey area, impacting the trajectory of a match and sometimes the course of a season for a football club. These are not just isolated incidents, they are pivotal points that can sharpen the scrutiny on the rules and the officials who uphold them in this beautiful game. Turning our attention to the strategies employed by opposition teams, it's clear that understanding their tactics is crucial. In their upcoming fixtures, United must draw upon their prowess to counteract their rivals' game plans. For example, in the recent face-off against Bournemouth, we saw a team that leveraged quick transitions and targeted the flanks, exposing areas where United have shown vulnerability. It's imperative that Ten Hag and his team anticipate such approaches, organizing their defensive shape to terminate these threats effectively. To achieve dominance in midfield battles, Manchester United could employ more dynamic interplays and quicker one-touch football to dismantle organized defensive blocks. Against teams known for their physicality and aerial threat, United could utilize their technical advantage by keeping the ball on the ground, exploiting their speed and accurately weighted passes. Confronting teams that sit deep and defend in numbers, Manchester United must sharpen their creative edge and execution in the final third, utilizing players capable of unlocking tight spaces with precise dribbling or unexpected movements. Behind the scenes, the analysis team at Carrington is working tirelessly, dissecting upcoming opponents' most recent games to supply Ten Hag with critical insights. These will influence decisions ranging from selection to tactical adjustments, ensuring that Manchester United steps onto the pitch with a clear plan to counter their rivals' strengths and capitalize on any weaknesses discovered. Let's move on to the heartbeat of the club, the fans. It's clear that the latest string of events has set the Manchester United community abuzz, from vocal rebuttals of management choices to the tension streaming through social media feeds. Diehard supporters took to platforms following the draw with Bournemouth to air their grievances, particularly with the management of rising talent Garnacho, who has been thrust into the spotlight. The discussion isn't one-sided, though. Juxtaposed against the critique is a stream of support for Ten Hag's tough love approach, with many calling for patience as he looks to weave his tactical philosophies deeply into the fabric of the team. Media analysts are not shy in adding their voices to the narrative. Editorials dissect Ten Hag's every move, analyzing his handling of the delicate balance between discipline and nurturing player growth. The club's image takes shape not only through wins and losses, but also through such controversies. As the story unfolds, United's public perception seems to hinge on more than score lines. It is influenced by the building blocks of player relationships, managerial decisions, and fans' passionate reactions, all playing out on an intensely public stage. In summary, Manchester United, forever in the eye of the media storm, finds its image a composite sketch, daring, scrutinized, and undeniably human. The team's narrative continues, and with it, the conversation amongst fans and the media remains a fervent testament to the never-ending passion for the club. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Manchester United Daily. This has been your host, Alex, bringing you the latest on all things United. Join us tomorrow for more news on your favourite club.